By definition, a sacred prostitute uses sex as a means to spiritual enlightenment. Occult traditions, such as Tantra and magical orders, which engage in alchemical rituals, believe that sexuality becomes sacred as the goddess residing in every woman is honored. Ishtar, the great whore of Babylon, was sometimes called the goddess Har, since she was the mother of all harlots. These harlots were not prostitutes as we know them, but priestesses, sorceresses, prophets, and healers. Herodotus wrote that the Babylonian brides were required by law to prostitute themselves at the temple for 7 days prior to marriage. In fact, in Hellenic Greece, courtesans or prostitutes maintained a social status legally and politically equal to men, while wives were reduced to servants. Sacred whores were known sometimes as the holy virgins of goddesses such as Ishtar, Asherah or Aphrodite. The famous Vestal virgins were thought to have practiced secret sex magical rites in honor of the Roman goddess Vesta, the same as the Greek goddess Hestia, goddess of the hearth, or center of the world. The separation into priestess and prostitute, or sacred and profane polarities, occurred for Western civilization when the early fathers of Christianity claimed power by abolishing goddess worship and other nature-based pagan religions. If we explore the etymology of the words whore or harlot, we find that the split between priestess and prostitute is a relatively recent one. The Hebrew word zona, for example, means both prostitute and prophetess. The Hebrew word whore, H-O-R, means a cave, pit, or dark hole. The Spanish word for whore, puta, derives from the Latin term for a well, but the Latin term for grave, literally, a hole in the earth, is puticuli, meaning womb of rebirth. These terms for whore were not derogatory. The Latin term had its root in the Vedic and early Sanskrit language, wherein the word puta is defined as pure and holy. The cave, the pit, the hole, and the bottomless black lake were metaphors for the great goddess, she who is unnameable, that darkness primordial from which all life or light is born. She is the everything and the nothing. The Hebrew folk dance named the hora, a tradition at Jewish weddings, is named after the circle dances of the sacred harlots. Such holy harlots were often brides of God, similar to modern nuns, the brides of Christ, set apart to give birth to quote-unquote sons of God. The European idea of going into a womb-like space, pit, hole, lake, or river, in order to attain a new life of spirit stems from this Neolithic period. During this time, from about 15,000 BC to around 5,000 BC, the common belief system deemed the main deity was a goddess or female. In these early days, women were the mediators between the goddess and the tribe. Women were privy to divine wisdom, the Delphic oracles being one historic example of this, and it was thought necessary for a man to go through a woman in order to achieve contact with deity. Male devotees of the great goddess would seek the opportunity to be initiated by a sacred whore. In doing so, they attained knowledge of what some today refer in some esoteric circles as their true will, higher self, or holy guardian angel. In cuneiform, it is written, and I quote, "Sargon, the mighty king, king of Akkad am I. My mother was a sacred prostitute. My father I did not know. The brother of my father dwelt in the mountain. My city is situated on the bank of the Euphrates. My priestess mother conceived me. In secret she brought me forth. She placed me in a basket of reeds, covered me, and cast me upon the rivers, which did not overflow me. The river carried me. It brought me to Aki, the irrigator. Aki, the irrigator, in the goodness of his heart, lifted me out. Aki, the irrigator, as his own son brought me up. Aki, the irrigator, as his gardener appointed me. When I was a gardener, the goddess Ishtar loved me, and for 4 years I ruled the kingdom. The black-headed peoples I ruled, I governed. Mighty mountains with axes of bronze I destroyed. I ascended the upper mountains, I burst through the lower mountains, the country of the sea I besieged 3 times. Whatsoever king shall be exalted after me, let him rule, let him govern the black-headed peoples. The similarity with the biblical story of Moses is in fact astounding.
Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
But mother, we have not even given him a name.
God will give him a name. Miriam, watch it from the reeds. See where the Lord will lead him.
Yes, Mother.
What is it, Bithia? What did you find?
Only a drifting basket. Shall we come and help you get it? Memnit, send the girls away. I'd rather be alone now.
Now see what you've done. Back to the palace, all of you. Go on, all of you. Musicians too. What have you found?
The answer to my prayers.
You prayed for a basket?
No.
I prayed for a son. Your husband is in the house of the dead.
And he has asked the Nile God to bring me this beautiful boy.
I am the Pharaoh's daughter, and this is my son. He shall be reared in my house as the prince of the two lands. You will be the glory of Egypt, my son. Mighty in words and deeds. Kings shall bow before you. Your name will live when the pyramids are dust. And because I drew you from the water, you shall be called Moses. Moses. Moses.
According to the Mahabharata, a Sanskrit epic poem from ancient India, Karna was a revered warrior king whose virgin mother was impregnated by the sun god, who then placed him as a baby in a basket and set him afloat on a river. The child was found by a royal charioteer and his wife, and they raised him as their own son.
My son, my child, forgive me. I must give you up to your fate. Will you ever forgive me, son? What a beautiful boy. Who would give him up? We don't even know his name.
It doesn't matter. Because now he's our son, Radha.
Yes. And we will keep his name, Karan.
The role of the female deity Inanna of ancient Sumer, or Ishtar of Babylon, was performed by a high priestess. She was also known as the Virgin, who was worshipped by the title Queen of Heaven, and considered to be the goddess of love, war, fertility, and sexuality. In the Babylonian temples, Ishtar was looked to as the divine personification of the planet Venus. Ancient goddess cults worshipped the Virgin Queen of Heaven and were involved in sacred sex rituals as part of their religion. The goddess Inanna, or Ishtar, has been identified with the Phoenician goddess Astarte, the Semitic goddess Ashtaroth, the goddess Isis of Egypt. The goddess of Greece was Aphrodite, and Venus was the Roman goddess. These are different names for the same archetype used in different nations or different time periods, but are actually the same Babylonian goddess, Ishtar, extensions of the Whore of Babylon, with striking parallels to even the Virgin Mary of the religious cult known as Catholicism. In Islam, Muhammad's daughter, Fatima, is called Queen of Heaven. It's interesting to note that some Catholic churches are named Our Lady of Fatima. Worship of the Virgin and the Queen of Heaven entered Christianity under Constantine, a sun worshiper, and Constantine gave the great Roman temples and shrines of their Queens of Heaven, the goddess Fortuna and Diana, to Rome's Christian church. He had these pagan temples Christianized by renaming them after Mary. Some Christian churches are called Notre Dame, a French word which means Our Lady. Notre Dame, or Our Lady, are applied to Fortuna, Diana, Madonna, Isis, Ishtar, Fatima, Mary, and many other goddesses. Goddess worship became Christianized and Mary was given goddess status, with people offering her cakes at shrines to her, just like was done to Ishtar or Isis or Ashtaroth and the others that held the title Queen of Heaven. Mary has just taken the place of the goddesses the people were already worshiping. So she is called the Queen of Heaven, the Virgin, Madonna, and is literally looked to as a goddess. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist. You can show your support by making a tax-deductible donation to Atlantean Gardens, the nonprofit organization that supports my work, like these videos, and publishes my books, available on Amazon.com. I appreciate all the positive feedback, reviews, comments, and I thank you for sharing. See you next time.